tournament organizers here at Council Grove, because they provided all the fish for that feed that we're going to have tomorrow. And speaking of catfish, I want to introduce my old buddy Ty Wolf. Now, old, when I first met Ty, he was probably 10 or 11 years old, and he was one of the kids that hung around the Dry Creek Sporting Clays, and really one of our events that we had out there led to me being an outdoor writer and now doing a radio show. So Ty is quite a catfisherman, and, you know, we've all had our mentors and learned from other people, and this is one thing that we want to do at Vamos de Pescar, is to teach people not only the catfish, and if they have any questions, to come out and talk to our instructors that we have there, just about a number of things in the outdoors. But Ty's passion is catfish, and boy, he has taken us to another level, winning some tournaments and going on. I just can't say enough about what this guy's doing. And he had a big mentor in Virgil Brown, and I just want Ty to tell his story. And so welcome to the What's an Outdoor Show, Ty.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Well, it's doing okay now. It is bright and sunny here, and, of course, with catfishing, we can talk about runoffs, and I don't know if that's as one of the things that really gets you fishing in the fall as much as that spring runoff in the spring. But just, Ty, how did you get really involved with your passion of catfishing, and who were some of the mentors that led you along the way?
Oh, I've always fished a lot when I was a kid. Always went down to the river any chance I could get. And then me and my wife moved to Opie, and I met a few catfishermen down there. And I was, at the time, I had 3.5 days off from work. And so Virgil Brown, he would come by my house and pick me up. And he wouldn't let me go until the kids were at school. I'd take the kids to school, and he'd pick me up, and we'd go out for the day. And Virgil did a lot of anchor fishing, and that's kind of where I got started, is fishing lakes with him. We'd always fish a lot of shallow water around structure, trees, creek channels, stuff like that, old bridge embankments, stuff like that, something that wants to hold fish. And, you know, a lot of times your bait fish will go shallow during the day because the water's warmer. Well, it's just like you're going to the grocery store. You go to the grocery store to get food, then catfish are going to follow them. They're going to follow that bait fish wherever they go. That's their grocery store. So did a lot of fishing with him over the years. And he got me into tournament fishing. And first couple of times I went out with him, we won both tournaments, and it was pretty, I was pretty pleased to have that opportunity to fish with him. He's been gone 12, 13 years now, but Kevin Parks is another one. He's a great mentor, great guy, absolutely do anything for you, help you out, and as far as getting on the lake, we started drifting, and Kevin taught me a lot, and the use of planer boards. So, you know what a planer board is, Phil?
Well, I know what it is, but I really think more of using planer boards to go after walleye. And you start that now. We talked yesterday, and it's not a new concept, but I just don't get out about it and do as much fishing with that. What is, if you will, explain to our listeners, what is a planer board, and just how is it used for catfishing now, and what kind of baits do you use under it?
Okay, yeah. So I target a lot of shallow water, even throughout the whole entire year, except for wintertime. And so when you're fishing shallow and you're drifting with and using the trolling motor, the trolling motor and the boat and a little bit of boat noise or walking around is going to spook those fish in shallow water. So they're going to go out to the outsides and swim away from the boat. So a planer board, you cast your line out there, you hook your planer board to the line, and then you let out extra line. And what that does is that planer board is cocked at an angle, and so when the line gets tight, the farther the planer board goes out away from the boat. So I'll run three planer boards on each side, and I have them staged. I'll have one at like 50 feet away from the boat. The second one will be 100 feet away from the boat, and the third one will be, you know, 125, 150 feet. So I've got three baits on my side covering three different areas. And then same way with the other side of the boat. So your target area is so much wider, and it helps you produce and catch way more fish than just drifting baits right out of the back of the boat. For baits that we use a lot is fresh cut shad, white bass, sometimes carp, buffalo. You know, we'll catch them in a throw net and then chunk them up. I like fresh cut bait. Now, your white bass, you have to catch them legally before you can use them for bait. You have to catch them on rod and reel.
Good point. Yes, sir.
You cannot use them. If you catch them in a throw net, you have to throw those back. So they're considered a game fish, so you got to follow the state rules and regulations on that.
Of course, Ty, when you're drifting or using the planer boards, this time of year, or is there a time of year that it's better to go with that technique, or is it better to just anchor over structure and cast into particular areas, you know, like a lot of people did last week when they fished? They would anchor and you know, cast into an area that might be holding catfish. Is there a different time of year when you want to anchor to fish for catfish, or do you think the planer boards and drifting is a lot more productive?
So late fall, winter, and early spring, I typically anchor all the time. And fish aren't moving around as much. Typically when the water temperature gets around 50 degrees or higher, that's when we start drifting and using planer boards. So the water's warming up, and then fish are getting a lot more active. And the bait fish is also going shallow in the lakes, and so those catfish are going to be following in right behind them. Another time that I'll anchor is anytime there's a cold front, sometimes spring and summer. If you get a weather change and temperature drops 10, 15 degrees for a day or two, and then that would be a day that if I've got a tournament right after a cold front, I'm going to be anchored. And then fish will go to structure during a cold front. And so I will be targeting ledges, creek channels, river channels, any kind of structure or an old foundation that's in the lake. They will just almost vacuum themselves right up next to that structure and stay tight. So you got to be right in it to get them to bite.
One of the things that we've talked about several times is the difference in hooks. Of course, working at the marina, well, I do work at the marina, people. I retired in 2007, but when Ginger and I got married, you know what? She put me back to work. But I have a lot of people come in here and ask me about a specific type of hook. And, you know, a lot of people like to buy treble hooks. You and I've had a discussion, the difference between when you want to use a circle C or a kale hook. So can you tell us a little bit about your choice of hooks and when you might use a different hook in a situation?
Okay. Yeah, so 90% of the time I'm using a circle hook. And the fish that I target, those big fish, they don't really mess around with it. They'll pick up the bait and take off with it. Well, a circle hook was going to hook itself. And the fish is swimming away with the bait in its mouth. The rod is in a rod holder on the boat. The rod bends down, applies pressure, and is that kind of like a double action deal. When the fish is swimming away and the rod bends down, that hook automatically turns right into the corner of that fish's mouth. And nine times out of ten, you're going to catch that fish. You don't hardly miss them with a circle hook. I like using them early spring all the way through late fall. When I'm targeting channel cat in the trees in the late fall, where there's a lot of laydowns, a lot of snags, I typically will use a kale hook for those type of situations. I can buy more kale hooks cheaper than I can the circle hooks. They're a little bit more expensive, so I typically will run a kale hook in the late fall time around trees and structure in shallow water.
So, Ty, will you be scouting the lake? I'm looking at if I was going to go hunt an area. Of course, scouting is very, very important. And then with the tournament coming up, I'd like to hear a little bit more about your tournament fishing. And please tell us about the big event coming up September 27th, your Virgil Brown Memorial Catfishing Tournament. But before you prepare for a tournament, do you go out and scout an area, or do you pretty well know where the fish are because you've fished them so much?
I will go out and prepare and go pre-fish a few times. I typically don't like to do it the day before or a couple days before. I'll do a week or two in advance because what's happened to me before is I've caught those fish I wanted to catch tournament day. I would catch them the day before pre-fishing, and then those fish won't bite the next day. They get foul hook, or not foul hook, they'll get hook in their mouth, and then they'll kind of get lockjaw a little bit. So I do prepare. I mean, I do go out and test the waters a week or two in advance. Another thing I do is I've got some apps on my phone with lake maps, and so I'll study the lake, especially if it's a lake I haven't been to very much. I'll see where the creek channels and river channels and any ledges are at, and see what the weather pattern is going to do, and that'll tell me if it's going to be a cold front coming through. I'll stick to ledges and cliffs and try to find any kind of structure that's marked on the map. If it's been a warm 3 or 4 or 5 days, those fish will be out on the open flats and typically either be heading to shallower water or they'll be mid-lake on a shallow flat. So that's what I do to prepare for any upcoming tournaments. The tournament that I've got coming up is a memorial tournament for a couple fellow fishermen that we used to fish with a lot, Virgil Brown and Josh Smith. I know we've talked about Virgil a little bit. Josh was an extremely talented fisherman and a good friend, and he's well missed. But he's just like me. He lived it, breathed it, and I mean, even you know, when you're at work and you got to get your workload done, you're always in the back of your mind. You're always thinking and about where am I going to go fish this weekend, or where could I target those fish? And Josh was the same way. Him and I thought alike. But I'm holding the tournament Saturday the 27th at John Redmond. It is 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The entry fee is $140. We'll be paying out places for first place, second, and third, biggest fish, and then I'll always have a little side pot for top youth and top female angler. All the money going in to the tournament is 100% paid back to the fishermen. I don't keep any of it. And so it's just a good day to get out and just remember those folks that are no longer here. And we typically get a turnout in between, about 18 to 26 boats per year. So we just like to keep their tradition going, keeping them guys in our thoughts.
Oh, Ty, I appreciate that. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about what fishing has meant to me all through my life. And I just had a fella leave, and he took a bunch of catfish. He'll be going back to Elder Center at Lincoln. And talk about fishing. I'd say catching smiles and memories to last a lifetime. Richard and I waded up and down the Republican River before Milford Lake was there. And so it goes back, and now both of us just leaping a jump from 80. We're out here on the dock catching catfish to help other people. And when I go to the elder centers and talk with people, that's the one thing that we do share is memories. Just what, not so much you catching fish now, but the memories. You remember when you caught this one? Or you remember when that snake had that shad and came up to the shore with it and things like that. So thank you. Thanks for being on the show, and best of luck with your tournament, Ty. I'm going to try to make it down there and see you. It's been a long time, my friend.
Okay. Thanks, Phil. Good talking to you.
All right. Yeah, great interview, Phil. Yeah, good memories there. And tournament coming up in the near future. And Phil is going to be right back as we continue with What's in Outdoors. You're tuned to Phil's What's in Outdoors on KVOE. We are live and local.
The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance event is winding down at Express Tire in Emporia. Now through September 30th, don't miss the chance to save big on a brand new 2024 or 2025 Polaris off-road vehicle. Stop by Express Tire at 806 East 12th and visit with Jenny or John to get all the details and check out the latest machines in person. Or shop anytime from the comfort of home at ExpressTirePolaris.com. Save big during the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance event at Express Tire.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supplies got it.
Summer may be over, but it's not over for your lawn. Bluestem has Scott's lawn care products that'll help you keep your yard looking green and healthy through fall and give it a head start for next spring, like Scott's Lawn Pro Weed Feed Fertilizer. It comes in bags that cover 5,000 and 15,000 square feet. Pick up the right amount for your place. When it comes to Scott's lawn care products, if you need it and if your lawn needs it, Bluestem's got it. Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE Live and local, good morning, 845, 61 degrees. You're tuned to What's in Outdoors, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply and our friends at Express Tire and Auto. From Studio North, Council Grove, Phil Totten hosting the program. Well, let's do a little recap on the summer-long family fun fishing contest, Phil.
I tell you, we're just holding our breath that we don't get rained out, but we are going to try to give it a try. It's just the summer fishing contest. I was thinking about going back over the Vamosay Pescara, Ron. I'm sorry. I wanted to mention looking out over my wild space area, and of course, Lisa's not at the zoo anymore. I know a big thing that she used to talk about was the monarch migration. Have you heard anything about that? Have people been seeing that going on?
Well, it is underway, I believe, and I think there's some activity here in the state that is going on. But, yeah, it has started, and they should be, I guess, coming through here soon if they're not already here, Phil.
Well, that's one reason I have the wild space area, is just to see the different interactions of critters out there and the butterflies. And to me, the outdoors is a lot more than just harvesting fish or game. It's just getting outside for a better inside and seeing what the Lord has provided us out there. And it does make you feel better. And just during the break, I just had a bunch of goldfinch come in. And the males are still sporting their yellow color, but they will be changing before long, and they'll look at the female. And so some people, when they don't see the yellow male anymore, they'll think the goldfinch have migrated. But no, they stay around all winter. And if you like to feed the goldfinch, thistle seed is one of the things they like. But no, Ron, the summer-long family fun fishing contest was a big hit once again, and it led to What's in Outdoors being asked to go over to the Wichita School District and give a in-service presentation to all their PE teachers.
Wow.
On why I consider we need to maybe get fishing, get something else into gym classes to get other people interested. And then I saw a presentation a fella give. I never saw it. I heard it. And boy, I was blown away by the things this guy said. And he is in the Hall of Fame of the Kansas State athletic association with that, and his passion was soccer. But he said PE teachers, unlike the other teachers, really have a place in the student's life, because they not only, you know, talk knowledge and that, they talk about keeping your body fit and staying healthy. And just the experience that this guy talked about in his life going through there was just quite an inspiration to me. But we might be going to the state convention now for the Kansas Association of Health, Physical Education, and Recreation. And that'll be in Hayes in November, just to preach what I've been preaching on what's in outdoors. We got to get outside for a better inside. Yeah. Ron, it is time to winterize our boats, believe it or not. If some people, unlike Ty, that fishes all year and doesn't have a place to keep their boat in a garage, you need to check your oil at the minimum. Change your oil in your lower unit and check and make sure there's no water in it. Because if that gets water in that lower unit, it'll freeze and it'll break your lower unit. Our Council Grove Marina on the Water will close for the season after Sunday, Ron. And,
okay.
And they are offering a lot of season closing specials and offered on both stores on the water and then up top. And so, kids, if you did win this year in the Summer Long Family Fun Fishing Contest, I will make one more notification. So we want you to come in there and either get your gift card, or if you live far away, I will send you a check for your entry. I really appreciate them.
All right.
Well, let's go to that last break.
Okay.
We'll finish up the show.
We'll be back. Wrap it up. You're tuned to What's In Outdoors here, KVOE.
Bluestem is ready for fall hunting with great buys on plot mix, supplements, and more to help you rock the hunt and bring in the herd. Like Super Buck Easy Grow Plot Mix. Each 40-pound bag covers 1 acre, and it's the perfect time to plant to bring in the deer and turkey. Plus, Bluestem has all mineral supplements by Trophy Rock. All this and more at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50 in Emporia. Are you ready for the hunt?
The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event is winding down at Express Tire in Emporia. Now through September 30th, don't miss the chance to save big on a brand new 2024 or 2025 Polaris off-road vehicle. Stop by Express Tire at 806 East 12th and visit with Jenny or John to get all the details and check out the latest machines in person. Or shop anytime from the comfort of home at ExpressTirePolaris.com. Save big during the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event at Express Tire.
KVOE Live and Local, you're tuned in to What's In Outdoors here. KVOE Live and Local 851. Phil Totten hosting What's In Outdoors. And Phil's going to be up at Payrock here this weekend, looking for a big day tomorrow. Phil, we'll try to keep it dry for you. How about that?
Oh, I know Chuck is. There's just a lot of events going on, you know, locally and all across the state. And of course, rain, if it gets cold, a cold rain, I just don't like that period. But no, we're going to try to get the program going on. I do want to give a What's In Outdoors tip of the hat to all the volunteers, to Alex there at Payrock, to Sally, Patricia, also Daphne, and Ernesto that have got together that really made this program like what it is. And then, too, we have other volunteers coming down. I need to mention Sari Withers from Lawrence. She does programs all over the state, and she is involved with what you call becoming an outdoors woman in a lot of areas. So I think there's still room for a couple of ladies at that event coming up next week. So you might Google What's In Outdoors and see about getting in there if you're a lady that just wants to learn something about getting outside. Also, Carolyn and Kim Burnett, they'll be coming down once again from Olathe. That's a husband-wife team that just love to work together. And if you can have your fun together fishing like Ty and his wife Stacy does, that just makes that marriage so much better. We've got a newbie coming down, Bob Harmon from Osage City. And Bob and I have worked together at a program at Ravenwood for several years. And he'll be doing our lures and bait presentation to show people, you know, how different lures are used and baits, and maybe I might get Ty to come in there one of these years if he's not fishing. And of course, I can't say enough for Roger Wells and his team of hunter education instructors. And this is one thing people might have a conception of the hunters. But one thing, when we teach classes, we teach rules and regulations, and the biggest thing that we try to teach in that class is respect. That you respect the wildlife, you respect the landowners, you respect your fellow hunters, and with that we talk about safe gun control and you know, keeping track of where that muzzle is pointing and, you know, proper use of ammunition and what types of ammunition. So Roger and his group will be there to talk about it if you need anything to know about hunting and firearms. Ron, tomorrow we have the Kansas State University Fun Shoot right here, the fun shoot here at the on Lake Road. It's just about 300 yards from my cabin looking out. And the proceeds there will go to benefit the Kansas State Shooting Sports team. Drew Ricketts does a fine job with that. The check-in is at 9 o'clock. You don't need to register. Just come on in. Shoot begins at 10. You'll be going right by that Council Grove Marina, so stop in and say hi. Of course, then around Council Grove area, we have the Santa Fe Trails Symposium. I've been practicing that word, Ron.
Nice job, Phil. You hit it out of the park.
I appreciate it, guy. And then Sunday, for you bird dog lovers, you might look into participating sometimes in some of these hunt tests that we have. Don't be scared of a field trial, because it doesn't have to, the games I participate in doesn't have to do with that dog you got to chase on a horse. And you know, just a speck in the distance. So I will be going to Mayetta, Kansas on Sunday to judge a NSDRA field trial. Well, Ron, that ought to be about to do it for the show. I got to get busy and clean up these 8 or 9 gallons of catfish that I have.
Okay.
A few crappie for this fish fry tomorrow. So appreciate you, and we'll see you in another month.
All right, thanks for all you do, Phil. Good job. Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors here, KVOE Live and Local. That big fish fry up at Payrock tomorrow. Yeah, Vamos a Pescar, happening from 9 until 1 p.m. What's In Outdoors, brought to you by our good friends at Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the water tower right there. John Jenny, great job out at Express Tire and Auto. And Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Bluestem doesn't have it, well, by gosh, it probably is not around. It's 8:55.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. About a week and a half until government funding runs out. Today, the House and Senate will vote on...